Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
We are Kayfabe, the People's Band. We are the only sports entertainment cover band. We are going to play all of your favorite wrestling theme songs from the golden ages of the 1980s all the way up to today. From all or as many wrestling promotions that you love near and dear, from the NWA days, the WCW, to the WWF, or of course we know today is WWE, Ring of Honor, or New Japan, they got some theme songs out there. We will be playing them. And there will be some songs that we're going to cover that may not necessarily be wrestling theme songs, but they may have been songs that wrestlers have used in the past. Like, for example, the late, great Junkyard Dog, Hall of Famer. Back in the day, in the early 80s, he used to come out to a very popular song by the rock group Queen, Another One Bites the Dust. That's just one example. And we are going to be playing everywhere we possibly can. Birthday parties, corporate events, wrestling shows, Comic Cons, anime conventions. We may even do a few anime songs, so, you know, we're open to a variety of things, but our bread and butter is going to be wrestling. And we...
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's been a while. It's Thursday night. You know what that means. It's the Thursday night delight. Your portion of the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. I'm your host, the Southwest Texan Day-Day Cruz, well, now known as just the Southwest Texan. And tonight's a very special episode of the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, because tonight we're going to focus on GCW, because this Sunday night, GCW Game Changer Wrestling will be live, not just on Fight TV, but on on-demand pay-per-view in the Hammerstein Ballroom, sold out. And, man, let me tell you something. I told you guys for years and years, man, that GCW was going to be the place where everybody wanted to be, where it's not just about death matches, like Brett Lauderdale said. It's not, that's what they did at the time, because that's the style that they were doing. But now, you know, they got pro wrestling. They got they death match wrestling, which in my favorite is death match wrestling. Man, they done changed the game. That's why they're called Game Changer Wrestling. Brother Martez, what's going on, brother? All right, I guess it's not on just yet, but man, this whole thing, man, GCW to me has just been great since I started in 2018. I started doing podcasting in 2018, and thanks to my former podcast partner, John Collette, shout out to him. He's the one that got me hooked up with Briar Wellington and Horace Lamb Wrestling, you know, our hometown, our home base deathmatch wrestling promotion. I love you guys, Briar Wellington, Horace Lamb Pro Wrestling. All you guys are great over there, man, and you guys are doing your thing also, man, and it's just going to keep climbing the ladder. And I had the chance to witness live a GCW show. And, man, let me tell you guys, it was like an experience like no other. The crowd was roaring. The crowd was fire, man. And let me tell you, man, that the whole crowd went so loud, man, I thought I was going to go deaf. And then the matches, man, were just fucking fire themselves. We saw Kevin Nash. We seen Sabu. We seen Alex Shelley, all hometown grown talent from Detroit, Michigan. And, man, that whole show, man, it was from top to bottom was lit. I hung out with Matt Justice before, you know, before the show. I got to hang out with, I ran into Schlack. I got to meet Sabu, which he will be on the show soon enough, man. Stuff happens. Kevin Nash, try to get him, you know what I'm saying? He said he don't do podcasts. So, I mean, I can't blame the dude at the same time. But, man, the World on GCW, New York City, Hammerstein Ballroom, where a lot of history went down, not just with ECW, but with a lot of, you know, just a lot of things, music, and everything has gone on and on in that ballroom. And now GCW sold that place out in days, not even days. I'm not sure how long it took, but our special guest tonight will be able to tell me, and that's our special guest of the evening is Kevin Gill, commentator from GCW, man, and I can't wait to get him on the phone because we're going to elaborate on the Detroit show from last Friday, GCW Most Notorious, man, it's such a fire show, man. Brother Martez, you on yet? I'm guessing not. But yeah, any call you want to give a call out, area code 646-668-8672. Again, 646-668-8672. Now, I'm going to kind of give you guys a little rundown of the GCW show. Now, they're going to have a Grab the Brass Ring Ladder match. That's going to be the opener. That's going to be the pre-show. You're going to have Tony Deppen versus Oliver Jordan versus PCO versus Alex Colon versus Leo Rush versus Jimmy Lloyd. Now, man, all these guys got a different place for me. You know what I'm saying? Tony Deppen is my boy, former Ring of Honor television champion. Oliver Jordan, man, he just had a fire match last Thursday, and man, that he never disappoints. I've seen him a few times. Alex Colon, now that motherfucker right there is sick. That motherfucker, Alex Colon, is the man. PCO, you got former Ring of Honor heavyweight champion, former cruiserweight champion, former MLW middleweight champion, Leo Rush, and then you got a different boy. You got Jimmy Lloyd, man. That motherfucker can go at it too. Plus, you got John Moxley. My boy, man, John Moxley, respect you, my brother, for the promo that you did last night, man. You had the whole wrestling world, especially in that arena that you guys were in Washington, D.C. last night, in the palm of your hands, eating out of it, man. Besides that, fuck that fucking disrespected him, and that's why you got kicked out the building, motherfucker. But John Moxley will be defending his GCW, the Game Changer Heavyweight Championship, against Mr. 187 himself, Homicide. Now, that match right there, man, I smell blood, I smell sweat, and I smell some death match. I smell gas. Not gas, but somebody's going to get lit on fire if the table goes on fire, man. And then you got Joey Janela, the bad boy Joey Janela versus Mr. Always Ready. Well, I like to call him Death Match Ready. Deathmatch King himself, Matt Cardona. Then you got Effie versus Mr. J-double-A-R-E-double-T, Mr. Jeff Jarrett. Then you got the Briscoes doing an open challenge for the GCW Tag Team titles. Who's going to come out and answer that challenge? We don't know. You have to check it out Sunday on Fight TV or on Open On Demand pay-per-view on your cable with your cable provider. So check that out. If you haven't checked out GCW yet, you haven't checked out any death matches, man, like my cousin did, he texted me right after I got home from the GCW show. He's like, man, he's like, I just seen the Alex Colon and Hoodfoot Ultraviolence Championship match. Man, this is fire. He's like, I knew you were going to be there. I was like, man, you know I had to be there. This is basically my favorite promotion in the world right now. The GCW has become one of the biggest promotions out there. The biggest indie promotion in the world. I can't say it's not because it is, because look, from their inception, I don't know, man, all the way until, hello? What's going on, brother?
What's up, man?
What's going on, brother Taz? What's going on?
Over here.
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I had some technical difficulties over here. I heard you calling my name, so I had to get some things fixed, man. I'm out of breath because I had to do some other things, but I'm here with you tonight. You sound pumped up, like you ready for another big show.
I'm ready, man. I'm ready. And like I said, man, this Sunday's just, for me, man, this is the WrestleMania. I want to say this is the WrestleMania, right, man, because it's in the Hammerstein Ballroom in New York, where a lot of ECW, you know what I'm saying, a lot of ECW history went down. And Brett Lauderdale ain't afraid to do a little history making and shaking. You know what I mean? I believe Brett Lauderdale is going to bring one of the most fire shows that we will see in 2022 with this show right here, because GCW always delivers. And like he said, GCW always delivers. And if they didn't deliver at a show, they will definitely double make it up at the next show. That's what I love about Brett Lauderdale. Go ahead,
brother. Know, man, and I'm a late follower of GCW. You guys, especially you, you've been following it since its inception, I believe. But I'm just a late follower. But I do think they are bringing something back that we need. You know, we're used to the conservative wrestling. We're used to the WWE, AEW, NWA. Yep.
Man, I agree, man. And I'm gonna tell you something. And I told you guys this probably even earlier last year. Matt Cardona, yes. Zack Ryder, Vince McMahon fucked up. I'm sorry, excuse my French, but we are ready to. We're no gimmick, no limit. But the whole situation with Matt Cardona, man, he left the WWE. They didn't see him as a main event player. They did not see him as – they could have had Matt Cardona, because Matt Cardona is his real name. They could have switched Matt Cardona heel, turned him into what he is today, and that's the best heel in wrestling right now. And Matt Cardona is doing his thing in the indies, especially in GCW. He's put a lot of eyes on the GCW product that wasn't there before.
Oh, yeah. And he's the MVP of everybody that's been released over the last 2-3 years. Like, he's the MVP because he's maximizing with every opportunity he gets. You know, he's over there in Impact. He's over there in NWA. He's over there GCW,
AEW,
as you stated. He did a short stint in AEW. So, Matt Cardona, I was one of those people that thought he was just a C-plus player, you know. And I feel bad for thinking that now, because he showed me that he got a lot of range, you know, and if I was any other big promotion, I would try to sign him, you know, and make him a main player and push him. But
I agree.
Vince and them, they did mess up.
WWE's messing up big time, and they're just showing how much they're messing up and how much Vince McMahon's mind is so senile in the wrestling business today, man, because like John Moxley said last night, man, he's going to grab this pro wrestling game by the balls and take and run with it, and there's nobody that can stop John Moxley right now. John Moxley, I wouldn't be surprised if he showed up next Saturday at the Rumble, which I know is not going to happen, but fantasy booking, you know what I'm saying? Say, okay, this Saturday or this Sunday, he will be at the Hammerstein Ballroom defending that GCW Heavyweight Championship against Homicide. Yep. And Homicide ain't nobody to overlook. He's nobody to – he ain't nothing, because he's done some of the sickest shit I've seen in my whole life. He took a bad – poured some bleach into Casanova Valentine's face, like straight up bleach.
What?
And man, 187 Mr. Homicide from when he was in Impact TNA.
Yeah, I'm saying, but he did. I just think that's outrageous, man.
Man, hey, you know what? Whatever it takes, by hook or by crook, man. And this is Deathmatch Wrestling. This ain't the bad late like the WWE. This is not that. GCW are what you call outlaws. They are the shit. They are game changing, like they said. And like Brett, again, like Brett Lauderdale said, if he feels like somebody's a fit for GCW, he's gonna bring them in. Doesn't matter what, as long as you're a free agent, he will get you. He will come and say, hey, come work for GCW. Look at what he's doing. What he's done with Matt Cardona. He brought in He brought in so many names, man, and he keeps bringing in the names. Jeff Jarrett, Ricky Morton, you got Leo Rush, you got the Briscoe brothers with the Ring of Honor champions, and now they're the GCW tag team champions simultaneously, man.
Right.
And you got the Ring of Honor pure champion, which he's trying to unify the championship, because to me, I'm not going to lie, Mr. Gresham, he's got that Ring of Honor pure championship, and he's defending it around the world. And I don't see the heavyweight champion, Mr. Bandino, or whatever his name is, defending his Ring of Honor heavyweight championship nowhere. He's been defending that boy on Impact TV. He's done it in GCW. He's doing it around the world. And I hope to God that he does unify that championship, because he deserves to be the undisputed Ring of Honor champion. And, you know, he's in a – He's a GCW. He's this Sunday. He will be defending that GCW championship against Jesus Christ, something Blake. I forget his name. Forgive me, guys. But he's defending that championship once again. He's defending that championship around the world, and GCW is bringing, like you said, a different oomph to the game that, you know, is making them the third biggest promotion, like I showed you on Facebook. They're becoming the third biggest promotion. In my eye, right now, besides AEW, that's mainstream, GCW is my number one promotion. GCW to me, I ordered the GCW Horseslam show. I recorded the GCW Horseslam too. I ordered the Most Notorious. I didn't order the Saturday in Chicago, which I will before I watch the world on GCW on Sunday night. To me, like I said, this is going to be the WrestleMania, and they are not going to disappoint. So, guys, make sure on-demand pay-per-view on your local cable provider on Fight TV, man. Make sure you check that out. Don't go trying to bootleg it, man. Support GCW because they are becoming one of the biggest promotions out there, and there's no question about it.
And Southwest, I'm going to say my little two cents here and there. But for some reason, I'm pretty jacked up for this pay-per-view. You know, I've never really saw a whole GCW pay-per-view in its entirety, but I'm starting to drink that GCW Kool-Aid because every time I look up, somebody's talking about GCW. Every time I'm on social media, I'm seeing something wild, something crazy going on at GCW. And the players that they have in it, like John Moxley, Matt Cardona, as you stated, Leo Rush, you know, these are people that I'm familiar with. And if those people are going over there, it must be something good about GCW. It must be something great going on with GCW, but I got a question for you. Like, do you see them, like, in a couple of years being on some kind of mainstream TV service? Do you think they'll ever get there?
In my opinion, and I've always told you my opinion on GCW, you know my opinion on GCW. I love GCW to the death, but I do see this. I see them going on some mainstream. I'm not going to say it's going to be Fox. I'm not going to say it's going to be USA. I'm not going to say TNT or TBS. Because if you look at it, GCW already made their eyes seen on mainstream TV, on cable television, when Nick Gage actually went against Chris Jericho last year in a death match on AEW TV. So I can see that happening, and I do see that happening within the next few years. Because, look, they made it this Sunday. They will make it onto on-demand cable pay-per-view, not Fight TV, which Fight TV is pay-per-view, but it's not cable pay-per-view. And they are doing that this Sunday. So that's two times that they're going to make it, not just on national television like Nick Gage. And, Nick Gage, I can't wait to see you again, brother. But Nick Gage making it out to AEW and then the world on GCW on live mainstream pay-per-view. I see it.
Man, that's huge. That's huge. And I know when Kevin calls in, there's so many questions that I know you're going to have for him. I might have one question, but these are the type of things that it'd be cool to ask him, you know, because he's right there front and center in the trenches at GCW. So I'm looking forward to his call.
I sure am too. I'm actually doing the same. I feel the same thing, man. And like I said, I can't wait till this Sunday. And I can't wait to watch this pay-per-view because, like I said, man, they're just bringing something different to the game, and I've witnessed it. I've hung out with some of the wrestlers that are on that show. I've actually, you know what I'm saying, done. I've actually hung with Jimmy Lord. I've hung with Schlack. You know what I'm saying? There was a picture of me with Schlack. I ran into him. He noticed me. I didn't notice him. On Friday, he's like, "What's up, brother?" I'm like, "Oh, man, what's going on?" He was drinking a beer. I'm like, "You want another beer?" He's like, "I'm not going to say no." And I'm like, "Man, fuck it. Let me go get him a beer." I went to go get him a beer, man, and he couldn't find me at the end because I told him I would buy him a few more beers, but I guess, you know, we didn't run into each other. So, I mean, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? But, man, Matt Justice, I hung out with him before the show on Friday. We met up down the street at my house at a restaurant called Armando's. And, you know, these guys are just regular guys like you and me. You know what I'm saying? They're just, you know what I'm saying, doing something different. And I want to ask Kevin Gill, man, you know, did he think that GCW was going to be as big as it is now? You know what I'm saying? He's been there since 2018 when GCW was, like, 3 years. Well, GCW has been around longer than 2015, but as in the Brett Lauderdale era of owning GCW, making it what it is today, that's been since 2015, like he said. I watched that interview, that 20-something minute interview, and man, Brett Lauderdale, he started when he left college. He had an internship at the WWE. He had an internship at the WWE. He worked for the WWE.com, and you know, he said that his career went backwards because he worked at WWE. He didn't like it, whatever happened. Then he ended up working for the Indies. You know what I'm saying? And then look where he's at now. Yeah. And GCW is, man, I hope that the world, I swear to God, man, I hope the world catches a glimpse of each GCW. Like I said, my cousin, actually, after the show, when I got home from the show, he's like, bro, he's like, I was watching that Hood Foot and Alex Colon match. He's like, and that was it. And my cousin, his dad's the one that got me into wrestling. He's been watching wrestling for longer than I have. And he's like 5 years older than I am, and he's like, man, I can't believe I've been missing out. You've been telling me about this. And I'm like, I told you, man. And he's like, he's like, I will be ordering next Sunday for the world on GCW. And, you know, that's a brand new pair of eyes that are on the GCW product. Mm-hmm. And my cousin is ordering this Sunday, and he had a feeling that I was there. He's like, I knew you were there, man. I was like, I have to be. You know what I'm saying? GCW is my place. Besides my home promotion, Horse Clan. So I'm ready for, I'm excited, not like that, and I'm not saying it, but I'm more excited for the world on GCW than I am the following week for the Royal Rumble.
Hey, listen, this is a rated R. I mean, no offense taken. Like, you keeping it real, because if I could be honest with you, WWE is not hot right now. It's not hot.
No,
right now. I'm a diehard fan, and I know you. I know you're a diehard fan of WWE too. But at the same time, you know the real. It's not what it once was. So I'm not gonna sit up here and act like it's just the greatest thing since sliced bread. They can do better. They need to. They need to do better. I don't know why they think they're doing something great, but I'm not defending them that much these days. Yeah.
No, and I agree with you, and that's my thing is WWE, man, is what I grew up on. It's what a lot of these wrestlers grew up on. They grew up on the WWE. Yeah. They grew up on the Monday Night Wars. They grew up on WCW. They grew up on ECW. Yeah. That's why GCW is what it is today, because they paid attention to not just pro wrestling but to extreme hardcore deathmatch wrestling. You know, you got deathmatch wrestlers. You know what I'm saying? That grew up on everything that we're talking about, and
I'm pretty sure
Kevin Gilbert grew up on the Attitude Era. He watched the Ruthless Aggression Era. I'm not going to say he grew up on it because I'm pretty sure he was a little bit older, but grew up on the Ruthless Aggression Era and all these eras of wrestling. You know, these different places and times of wrestling, and as the time progressed, you know what I'm saying? I want to say the last best era of WWE was the Ruthless Aggression, man. That was the last batch of main superstars such as John Cena, Randy Orton, you know what I'm saying, Batista. Mm-hmm. Batista's gone. Mm-hmm. Randy Orton's, you know, still doing his thing. John Cena's gone to Hollywood, mm-hmm. just like he said The Rock wasn't supposed to, but John Cena, you did that shit yourself. And that was the last best era of wrestling. You know, no knocking Roman Reigns, because Roman Reigns is my tribal chief, you know what I'm saying, but...
Oh yeah,
it's not what it used to be. They main event Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns don't win that 15 million times, and they're going to do it once again at WrestleMania for the Undisputed Championship. Man, I'm tired of it.
I get that. You know, I disagree with you on one thing. I feel like, and this might sound like a hot take or me trying to say something for shock value, but I do think. You probably go scold the heck out of me. I do think this era is better than the ruthless aggression era.
Hang up. Hang up right now because
the ruthless aggression era was trash to me. Now, I have since, after watching that little series they did, I've given them a second chance, and I'm like, hey, maybe it wasn't that bad. But I can remember a time where I just stopped watching WWE because it was pathetic to me. Raw was pathetic.
No flipping way. You had Eric Bischoff in there. You had storylines. The only thing that sucked to me, which really didn't suck to me at all because I was a young kid, was the Divas. You didn't have them wrestling. You had bras and panties match, which to every boy, every growing teenage boy, was the best thing to watch on TV if you didn't have, you know, the Playboy Channel or so. But, you know, That was the only bad thing to me. You had Eric Bischoff bringing in the Elimination Chamber, bringing in that Raw Roulette, which brought, you know, a lot of good matches. You had Jeff Hardy versus Undertaker for the Undertaker Championship.
Yeah. I just feel like I think Austin, and I'm going to say Austin, we can put The Rock in there too, but I think Austin and McMahon, they set the bar high in the late 90s for me. And once
100%.
Those two – and once those two kind of stepped back, even The Rock kind of stepped back, I wasn't truly ready to embrace a Rey Mysterio. Although I knew him from WCW, I wasn't truly ready to embrace Eddie Guerrero, Batista, who else? Randy Orton. Even though I still watched it, but it just didn't move the needle for me. And to bring up another point, the reason I started back watching WWE again was CM Punk. After he did that pipe bomb, somebody told me about, did you hear about CM Punk? I'm like, no, I didn't hear about it. I went back and watched it, and
I think that's what set it off.
He was champion. And I haven't stopped watching it again ever since. You know, I think his little run, like, really ignited wrestling for me again, and I think that run was also better than Ruthless Aggression. But I know I'm in the minority with what I'm saying here.
No. I mean, everybody has their own opinion on wrestling. Like, to me, this era sucks. Only thing that brings it, you know, a little relevancy is the Roman Reigns, is the Usos, is Paul Heyman, even
That's
Brock
true.
Lesnar. You
That's
know what I'm saying? But,
right.
I mean, other than that, man, I mean, Charlotte is her father all over again, female version. You know what I mean? She's a 13-time women's champion. If you want to count her NXT championship, that's 14, 15. She's one away from her father. She's actually one away from her father. And that's like when Ric Flair was champion. They don't count a lot of his other championships that he's won. And it's just pathetic. You know what I'm saying? She's a rerun of her dad in the modern era. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of these women, they do wrestle. But you know what I'm saying? They're also going back to just what looks are. You know, I'm glad what they're doing with Mandy Rose. Mandy Rose is women's champion, but the whole time she was looked at as eye candy, and she was looked at as a person that can't get it done, if you know what I mean. And right now, what I feel between before my guest comes on, before now that Ruby Soho is gone, you know what I'm saying, which she will be competing at GCW this weekend versus Alley Cat.
Oh my goodness!
When she left WWE to go to AEW, AEW elevated Liv Morgan because they wanted to show that she was better than Ruby Soho, which is a whole complete lie in its entirety. You know what I'm saying? Now they're finally pushing Liv Morgan to go for that Raw Women's Championship. When I believe Ruby Riott could have been, you know, better for a championship run in WWE. But she will show them when she wins the AEW, either the TBS Women's Championship or the AEW Women's Championship. When she does that, that's where WWE's been like, fuck, we fucked up, just like with Matt Cardona.
Yep. And they wet in the bed with a lot of people, like, Even right now, even people that just re-signed, I think they wet in the bed with Nakamura. He's the IC champion.
Mm-hmm.
It almost feels like he's not. You know, they wet in the bed with Kevin Owens. They wet in the bed with Sami Zayn. You know, they are wet in the bed with a lot of different people. And
100%.
You know, in the whole Toni Storm situation, you know, I wasn't there. We weren't there.
Oh, man, now that was terrible. And this, listen, before he comes on, this Gunther, whatever this fucker's name is, his new name, they're not using it no more. But what the fuck was Vince fucking thinking? What the fuck was he thinking about that fucking that Nazi name? Come on, man. You know how the fucking culture is now. You can't pull that shit.
Exactly.
You can't pull that.
I see he pulled. You can't, but.
Oh, go ahead.
What was he thinking, Southwest 50? What was he thinking? Because that was crazy, you know.
He must have been smoking on some really good shit.
Right.
You can't
do some of the stuff that you did in the 90s. You know,
hey,
I remember that.
You know what else?
Go ahead.
You know what else? Look who took over the backstage in production. Bruce Prichard. He's stuck in the 80s.
Yep.
Bruce Prichard is stuck in the 80s, man. He don't need to be nowhere near production team with WWE or even NXT, because, I mean, to me, NXT black and gold is way better than the fucking tie-dye 2.0 bullshit that we're getting right now.
I agree with you, man. It is, and I try to hang in there with NXT 2.0. I tried to. Even now, I'm still trying to hang in, but... It's nothing like black and gold. It's terrible if you ask me. You know, I was watching it for Mandy Rose most of the time, but I'm even that doesn't do nothing for me at this point. You know, who is this Grayson Waller guy? He doesn't do anything for me. O'Reilly's gone. It seems like Roger Strong, he gonna be gone next. You know, Adam Cole,
They're gonna reunite the whole Undisputed Era in AEW. They're gonna Undisputed Era 2.0, where they're gonna probably call him the Undisputed Elite, because I believe that Adam Cole is gonna turn on the Young Bucks and he's gonna be back with the Undisputed Era.
I agree. And let me tell you something about Adam Cole. And I've had the privilege of watching AEW 3 weeks in a row in its entirety, just to give him a try again. I want to say this, Adam Cole. For me, he needs to be the face of that company. Adam Cole, like, he's one of those people where I just stop what I'm doing. Like, everything about him is just must-see TV. And I think Adam Cole he should be world champion relatively soon, you know. And he's one of the main reasons, along with the Acclaim, along with Jay Cargill and a few other people, why I'm going to continue to tune in to that product. But Adam Cole and Undisputed Era, whatever they're going to call him, that's perfect. And AEW made a smart move to pick these guys up.
No, yeah, I totally agree. And AEW is really doing the thing. And then with all these signings since last year or even since its inception, AEW has done their thing. And I said it since I watched the first AEW pay-per-view when Jon Moxley made his first appearance. You know what I'm saying? In 2019. And, you know, it's holy shit. Hold on 1 second.
Uh-oh. You want to go to a commercial break?
Yeah, for like 2 minutes, please. I'm sorry, guys. We're going to take a short commercial break.
All right.
We are Kayfabe, the people's band. We are the only sports entertainment cover band. We are going to play all of your favorite wrestling theme songs from the golden ages of the 1980s all the way up to today. From all as many wrestling promotions that you love near and dear, from the NWA days, the WCW, to the WWF, or of course we know today is WWE, Ring of Honor, or New Japan, they got some theme songs out there. We will be playing them. And there will be some songs that we're going to cover that may not necessarily be wrestling theme songs, but they may have been songs that wrestlers have used in the past. Like, for example, the late, great Junkyard Dog, Hall of Famer. Back in the day, in the early 80s, he used to come out to a very popular song by the rock group Queen, Another One Bites the Dust. That's just one example. And we are going to be playing everywhere we possibly can. Birthday
birthday parties, corporate events, wrestling shows, comic cons, anime conventions. We may even do a few anime songs, so, you know, we're open to a variety of things, but our bread and butter is going to be wrestling. And
Subway, home of the famous $5 footlong, like our fresh toasted black forest ham with cheese and our newest $5 footlong, the fresh delicious chicken pizziola. $5 footlongs, all day, every day.
You ever wish you weren't on Motor?
Sure. Sometimes I wish I had legs like you.
Yeah, like a regular person?
No. Still have bike half, man. Just the opposite.
What's the legs on the bottom and motorcycle on the top? Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
For those who were born to ride, there's Progressive.
Even after lying around for 3 years, today's Duracell batteries still have up to 90% of their life. There's a date that proves it. So you've got nothing to be afraid of. Today's Duracell. Date-coded for 3-year storage.
You think you know me?
Yeah.
5 on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, 313. Man, what a commercial break, huh? Now we're back live, And tonight, well, actually right now, our featured guest for the night is on. My brother, commentator from GCW, man. Kevin Gill, welcome to the show, my man.
What up, though? It's an honor to be here. Thank you for having me, and much love to all the great people of Detroit, Michigan, and the rich, robust, and diverse wrestling scene that it created, and that I was honored to play a small part in playing tribute to just recently. So much love and respect, sincerely. Detroit has always showed me a lot of love, and I have a lot of respect for the 313 and the 248 and beyond.
Man, we appreciate you, and we appreciate you taking your time and coming on to the show, man. And it was an honor to finally meet you at the show, man, on Friday, man. And that show, man, didn't disappoint, man. GCW never actually disappoints me, man. And I got to say, man, I'm stoked and ready for Sunday, man. This the world on GCW, man. Like I was telling my brother Martez, I feel like this is going to be the WrestleMania for you guys because coming from the sold-out Hammerstein Ballroom, it's not only on Fight TV, it's on on-demand local pay-per-view on cable. You know what I mean? It's a big thing.
Yeah, it's open for the whole world to see, and each show has been bigger than the show before it in terms of the worldwide audience watching. And with this many stars assembled and this much attention and awareness and support from everybody, it feels like it's really a magical, a pivotal time in wrestling. You know, I think it's a time that'll be looked back on in wrestling in the future. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I get you 100%, man. And, man, Kevin Gill, man, you've been there since 2018. I wanted to ask you, this is the first thing I'm going to ask you, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been podcasting since 2018. You know what I'm saying? My home promotion in Michigan is Horror Slam. You know what I'm saying? And they've done a couple shows where they use the GCW guys, and man, I fell in love with Horror Slam at first, you know, not like that, but then GCW, I started paying attention to you guys, man. And I've said this for years, man. I believed, and I said this, that GCW was going to get where it's at right now, and it's only going to get bigger as time goes.
Well, thank you, man. I feel the same way. It's been great for me to be along for this monumental ride for GCW, and I felt like GCW was a super big deal when I got to be affiliated with it and first got down with it, and to watch its meteoric rise, and it just never seems to stop going up and going forward and going into new markets and building establishing markets, and it all comes down to the people. Like, without the people, you know what I'm saying, there's no town to go to, there's no merch to ship out, you know what I mean? The people make it all possible, so that's the best part.
No, I agree with you, man, and the wrestlers that you guys got there, not just the big names, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, that are coming in and that want to come in, but the wrestlers that put GCW on their back, you know what I'm saying, Nick Gage, Slag, Jimmy Lloyd, G-Raver, 440, you know what I'm saying, and, man, I've got a chance
Cody
to hang
Deppin,
out with a few of them.
Jordan
like
Oliver.
Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm saying, yeah, like Tony Deppin, Jordan Oliver, yeah, there's a lot of great people.
Yeah, for sure, man. And like I said, I got to hang out with Matt Justice before the show at in Southwest over here down by my house at Armando's Mexican Restaurant. We actually got to hang out a little bit. When I walked into the Harpo's theater, you know what I'm saying? Slack noticed me because, you know, like I said, at the Horror Slam shows, I got to, you know what I'm saying, hang out with them and drink. And man, he's such a good guy. And like these wrestlers, man, now they get to be on the big stage at the Hammerstein Ballroom, man. And I can't believe it myself. You know, like I said, I knew you guys were gonna make it. And man, I'm just excited. I can't wait to watch it.
And Matthew Justice,
I can't be there, so I'm gonna definitely be watching.
Oh hell yeah! And Matthew Justice is such an unsung hero. He's so awesome. He's such an awesome wrestler. Such an awesome dude. It all adds up to greatness. And man, you talk about someone who gives it his all every time he goes in the ring. Like, he lives his whole life for those moments, man. And he delivers moments every time he goes out there. I can't even imagine what he's going to do in Hammerstein.
Oh yeah. No, I totally agree with you. Like when he flew off the stage at Harpo's, you know, I was like, what the fuck? That stage was super fucking high. And for him to do that flip and land it, man,
right
like you said, I can only imagine what he's going to be doing.
right on his tailbone. I put a picture up, I think it's on my Facebook and my Instagram, of me standing in front of the stage at Harpo's, and there's a sign on it that says no stage diving. The stage is completely above my head and completely above my hat, and I'm not a short person. I'm 6 foot four. That stage is that high. That's like higher than a ring post on a lot of rings, you know?
Yeah, I get it. And then when Atticus Kogar threw him off of that balcony into them stairs, man, I was like, what the fuck, man? And Atticus Kogar, man, he's kind of pissed off that he doesn't have a match at the Hammerstein Ballroom. What do you think he's going to do? You think he's going to do what he says and come in and cause chaos?
I don't know. I mean, that's his intent for sure, and that's what's got him this far. But I think, I don't know, dare I say he's gone too far, you know what I'm saying? And, like, in being that, you know, there's a big picture, you know what I mean, and everybody's a part of the picture. But at different times, the picture focuses on different aspects, and he had his opportunity to be, you know, in the main event, just like everyone else in the Rumble did, and it didn't work out for him. But as far as shitting on the sponsors and shitting on Brett and shitting on everyone else, I don't know if that's a good plan for upward mobility. You know what I mean? It certainly inflamed the internet. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, definitely.
What plays out, because, you know, Atticus said something like, "Oh, bring an army or bring security or whatever." But I mean, both of those things will be in ready supply at a place like Hammerstein. So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, without us even having to do anything, their own security is like, okay.
Sure.
You know?
No, yeah, for sure, man. And I want to ask you, out of all these matches, man, you got the Grab the Brass Ladder match. You got Mox defending that championship against Homicide. You got Janela versus Cardona. You got Effie versus Jarrett. Man, which match are you looking forward to the most?
Man, like, you know, the whole card is amazing from the kickoff event, which airs free everywhere from 7 till 8, which is going to have some amazing stars on it, on through to the whole main show. All the matches are like, I'm excited about them, but the ones that super jump out at me, of course, are Joey Janela and Matt Cardona. Just watching that rivalry and being there every step of the way for this Cardona invasion and then retreat and then re-invasion and then now hopefully their ultimate destruction. But I'm equally vested in the Alley Catch and Ruby Soho match. And the Effie Jeff Jarrett thing has so many questions in my mind that I need answered. You know what I mean? And then, of course, the Briscoes with the open challenge and who the fuck that's going to possibly be. So and then the main event, I'm like, holy shit, you know what I mean? So, but in that if I had to narrow it down to two, I would say it's the Joey and Matt and the Allie and Ruby, but right there is Effie and Jeffy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. Man, my favorite ones, I'm going to agree with you on the Matt and Janela one. And I'm going to have to say the Grisham and Blake. But, man, I want to talk about Matt Cardona, man. I'm loving this Matt Cardona, man. Did you think, you know what I'm saying, him getting released from WWE, that he would be doing what he's doing now? I mean, right now I'm loving Matt Cardona and what he's doing at GCW.
Man, like, well, he's always found a way to make – not even the best of his situation, but to escape the limitations of his situation and then make his situation dramatically better. We saw him do it multiple times in WWE. Upon his release from WWE, I never expected that he'd be fighting Nick Gage in a death match and going to the extents that he did in the ring, which are like, you know, beyond human type shit, life and death type shit. The fact that he competed at that level with the sickest guy to ever do it, Nick Gage,
man,
you know, that says something for him. I never thought he would do that. And now, you know, I was kind of a fan prior to his GCW arrival, because I appreciated his underdog spirit and kind of always making himself despite what other people didn't want him to get over and different things. But now it seems like between that and having Chelsea in his ear, that he's just on a whole new level. He's just like a douche canoe, you know?
Yeah, I get you, man. And I'm the same way. I'm loving it. I told you, man, this is my favorite version of Matt Cardona. And you brought up Nick Gage, man. That's my guy. I hope we get to see him soon. But what did you think when he and did you know, I don't know, you know what I'm saying, did you know that he was going to show up to face Chris Jericho on AEW?
I did know that Nick was going to show up to face Jericho, and I, you know, obviously I didn't tell anybody, and I was super excited about it. I came very close to actually just attending it in person just to witness it, but instead I just cracked open a cold Pabst and watched it from home. But it was
nice.
It was amazing to see it, you know what I mean, and just to see not only Nick and Chris Jericho, two legends from totally different worlds, be able to be treated as equals and do their thing the way only they can. But I love the way AEW treated Nick as an arriving force, you know what I mean, with the video packages and the interviews.
Yeah.
And they really built it up, and it showed you what's possible, what you can do in a one-night build just to establish something and establish someone. And a lot of the people there coming off Dark Side of the Ring and all the stuff Nick had been doing in GCW, a lot of people there knew who he was, but a whole lot of people on TNT and everywhere else found out who Nick Gage was that night, you know what I mean? And that's a great thing for independent wrestling. So thank you, AEW.
And
thank
I
you,
agree.
Chris
and
Jericho.
My hat is off also to AEW, man, because I've supported Nick Gage since I've seen him. The first time I seen him, that was Jesus Christ, when he won the Horror Slam Deathmatch Championship, man, and he was just cool, you know what I'm saying? He was cool to talk to, and I've said this before on my show, that I believe that Nick Gage was going to do what and I said this, he was going to make the mainstream somehow, some way, and that the eyes were going to be on him, and the eyes that didn't know Nick Gage before, now they know who he is, man, and I'm pretty sure, you know what I'm saying, that AEW be calling him again, but like, you know, He's one of my favorite, and I was proud of him, and I marked out, no bullshit, man. I was smoking a blunt and watching, man, and I marked the fuck out, and I was with my girl. She's like, what the fuck? I was like, man, I know this guy. And I was like, you know, it was something different. And like I was saying earlier, I feel like GCW is going to do something beyond that, you know what I'm saying, with not with just that, but being on a pay-per-view this Sunday.
Yeah, it's amazing. The whole thing for Nick has been amazing, and I love seeing him get so much success and love and everything. And I love that AEW gives so many different people from independent wrestling and other parts of wrestling an opportunity to shine and be seen and stuff. That's not and to be seen in positive ways. Like that's not something that they have to do, but by doing that, to me, that's a helping hand. It's you know, a little sunlight shined onto the independent world, and the independent world in turn kind of feeds up all this great talent to the television companies that keep their eyes and ears to what's hot. So it feels like everybody wins, you know what I mean? And yeah, to have it on pay-per-view, to have the whole world watching, and for everybody that knows and loves the world of GCW, there's people that are going to come strictly because they have to find out what Matt Cardona is going to do, or people that are super Jeff Jarrett fans that are going to be tuning in, people that are Bandito fans, you know what I'm saying?
All the
Moxley fans, you know what I'm saying? Homicide fans. Like, there's going to be a lot of fans from all over the different facets of wrestling, because there's truly something for everyone in GCW. There's every part of wrestling that you like all put together in a show. It's not one part of wrestling done 10 times or two parts of wrestling done 4 times each. You know what I mean? It's you get to see everything.
I agree with you. And my thing is like GCW, like I said, I watched that interview with Brett Lauderdale, man. He, you know, GCW started as a deathmatch promotion, man. And now it's like you got all different genres of wrestling. You got the pro wrestling, you know what I'm saying, for the pro wrestling fans. This is what he's trying to do is get different eyes on the product, and that's what I love about it.
That's the only way things can grow, you know what I mean? And I love that it's such a welcoming atmosphere, and there's all these fans that know each other already, and they travel together, and they come to all the shows, but there's no difference between them and the fans that are coming for the first time. I get to meet fans in every show that it's literally their first time either seeing GCW, or even better to me is when it's their first time seeing wrestling of any kind, but GCW somehow moved them from, you know, the sidelines or somewhere to being active and being in there, you know?
Yeah. I kind of feel like they're kind of the real forbidden door. I mean, no disrespect to AEW because they're doing what they're doing with working with different companies, but you got different wrestlers coming from all, like you said, all parts, indies, people that are becoming free agents. You got people that, you know, like Tony Deppen, a former Ring of Honor television champion, PC, and then just in his ladder match, PCO, a former Ring of Honor heavyweight champion. You got Leo Rush, former WWE Cruiserweight champion, you know, mixed up with some GCW's originals like Jordan Oliver, Jimmy Lloyd, and Alex Colon. You know what I'm saying? You got basically, Tony Depp has been around, you know, GC, you know, deathmatch wrestling before he became a Ring of Honor television champion, man. But this brass ladder match, man, it's got a lot of different styles and genres of wrestling in and of itself.
Then the winner of it gets a shot at any of the Game Changer Wrestling titles at any time of their choosing. So it's not just an incredible match, which it is, but there's something really tangible on the line that'll have a heavy impact on things in the future. You know what I mean?
Right. I get you. And, another thing I wanted to ask you is, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say real quick, just to further make the point you were making there, like when you look at all the people in that match and their styles, their backgrounds, how unique each of them are, each of those talents could be in the main event of the show, could be in any of the featured matches of the show. They're core GCW people. They're so good and they're so diverse that it makes the match so exciting. It's not nine brawlers in a ladder match. Do you know what I mean? You have every type of wrestler in a match, and they're all good enough to have that opportunity at any title. Do you know what I mean? It's like kind of the talent is vetted to be who's the best possible to be in that scenario. You know what I mean? Because whoever wins it is going, I would imagine, for one of the main titles, you know, but that's up to them.
Right. And who knows who's going to be the champion after that night. And if they end up using that contract that night on the heavyweight championship, I mean, just my own thought, you know what I'm saying, with Mox and 187, you know, it is what it is, but I can't wait for that match. That's one match I'm going to be looking forward to before the whole show.
Can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Another thing I wanted to ask you is, did you catch Mox on last night on AEW the whole thing that he said, you know, his whole promo?
I watched the video clips of it, but I didn't get to watch the whole show. But, I mean, I love Mox and respect to him, and I have no respect or tolerance for idiots. You know what I mean? Fuck them.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, what he said last night was way out of line. You know what I'm saying? Mox
exactly.
Actually took
you
care
buy
of business.
Ticket, cheer, boo, do whatever, but you know what I'm saying. You can't. It's just like, yo, you know where you are. You know what I'm saying? Self-awareness, it's free. And,
right.
Yeah, you know, there's no place for that, and that person was dealt with, and that's how it should be, and hopefully that person learned. I can't imagine this is the first time they've acted out in such a fashion, but perhaps they learned something from this experience of being a shithead is no way to be.
I get you, and that's the truth, man. And I said the same thing. I'm glad that they handled it the way they did and got them out of the, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully, like you said, he learned this lesson or whatever. But, man, Mox last night, man, it made me happy to see him. I was happy to see him back and, you know what I'm saying, for him to be recovered. You know what I'm saying? That was the best thing. And, you know, he actually thanked all his fans. And I believe in what he said is he's going to grab this world of professional wrestling and grab it by the balls, and ain't nobody going to stop him. And I see it happening with him.
Who can stop Moxley? You know what I mean? The dude's
yeah, exactly. I've been a fan of his since CZW, man, and he's grown a lot since then, man. And like I said, I believe he's gonna take this world and he's gonna turn it upside down and inside out and spit it back out.
Without a doubt, my friend. Without a doubt, he's literally on top of his game, sharper than he's ever been, which makes him more dangerous than he's ever been.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Homicide's going to have his hands full. That's going to be no easy task for either guy.
No, for sure, and I agree with you on that, man. And he's one of the top guys that I I hope to see it with a long title reign. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Because, oh man, this Mox, I love this Moxley. I love this version of Moxley, and I've been a fan of his. Like when he went to WWE, he was watered down, and I didn't like to see him like that. When he came into AEW and did the whole John Moxley gimmick again and became him, that's when I fell in love with AEW because they brought in one of my favorites and gave him freedom.
Hell yeah, man. AEW certainly has their finger to the pulse of talent. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. So, man, my brother Martez is on the line also, man. My co-host, he wanted to ask you a question. I'm hogging up all the time, man.
Oh, no worries, man.
It's all good. That's why he the host. He can hog up as much time as he wants.
See, you guys have a good flow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for joining us, Kevin. Just a real quick question, real silly question, but what is it like the day of a show? Like, what is your morning preparations or your afternoon preparations, and what is the atmosphere like leading up to the show? If you can answer that.
Sure. It varies from GCW show to GCW show because depending on what city we're in, like some cities we have a lot of people to help out, in which case, like on a day like that, I can just go around and talk to the different wrestlers and just get a feel for where they're at that day or, you know, find out any interesting things they might have been up to lately and things of that nature just to have a seed kind of planted in my mind. That's what I do on a perfect day, but sometimes it's not so perfect, meaning depending on our setup, I might be helping set up seating. I might be helping get the fans into the building. You know what I mean? Like, you know, meaning through the processing them at the front door and things like that. So there's been times like when we did the show in Detroit the other day, I was the person at the door taking tickets. And then I did it right up until they announced who I thought was the final person in the scramble. So then I ran over and started doing the intro. And then Alex Zane was like a late addition, so I didn't even know he was in that match. So right when I was starting to do the intro of the show, he just ran and jumped off the stage onto everybody, causing me to unleash uncontrolled profanities onto the airwaves. But so it can vary, you know what I mean? But there's a calm, like everyone's very calm and just doing their thing because it's like everything is run very professionally, you know what I mean? So it's just everyone doing their thing kind of, and then depending on my schedule, I'll have more or less time to interact with everyone. But I like to not know what's going to happen or anything that's planned or if there's someone that's planning to show up or anything. I do the best of my ability to stay out of knowledge of that. And GCW does a great job at hiding people. And some of these people that have shown up and done stuff, these people are hidden and kept like literally in a completely covered outfit that you can't see them. And they're whisked around places. Like it's wild when you see someone come through the curtain and you've been at the show all day, you know what I mean? And there's all these surprises on the show. That's pretty wild. So that's kind of like a day in the life. It starts pretty early in the morning, like 11 or 12 in the morning usually, and goes on through up till showtime. And then depending on where we are and the time and stuff, post-show can be fun, like if there's time to go get dinner or go have some drinks or go do whatever, but it just depends. Sometimes, you know, and where everyone's staying and all that. There's always all these variables, you know?
Hey, that's awesome, man. That's awesome. I got my answer.
But yeah, that's the reality of it. And then like, this weekend, like I guess I'll be hosting maybe part of the pre-show, or I should say the kickoff event, but I'm not sure what the plans are for that. I know we have Dave Prazak there and we have Lenny Leonard and myself, so I'm sure we'll be doing some different things and having special guests during that kickoff event.
Okay. Okay. Anything else you got, Brother Martez?
Oh, no, that's pretty much it.
Well, I appreciate you guys for supporting GCW and keeping the flame burning in, like I was saying earlier, such a great wrestling city and a great city, a great people town like Detroit, Michigan, all the surrounding areas, all the massive suburban sprawls, and et cetera.
Okay. Yeah, no, we appreciate you guys, man. I can't wait till the next GCW show actually come to Detroit, and we're going to have to hang out, man. We're going to have to catch a dinner or catch, you know what I'm saying, a drink or something. We got to do that, and it's going to be on me. And, man, Brother Martez, you got to come to the GCW show, man, and show, you know, let's hang out.
Yeah, we're coming back to Harpo's.
Oh, man, I'm not going to let you spoil it, but I can't wait. I'll be there for real, front row. And like I said, we'll catch a dinner and we'll, you know, it'll be on me.
Yo, that's what's up, man. Keep the world of wrestling moving forward, meal by meal, drink by drink. That's how we do it.
Yes, sir. And I agree with you 100%. It used to be a hot dog and a handshake, but we'll do a toast with a steak.
Upgrade. Massive upgrade.
Yes, sir.
That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
And thank you guys for giving a platform to independent wrestling, you know what I mean, and just getting together to spotlight what's going on in your area and what you're a fan of outside your area and what comes through your area and all that shit. It's important that you do that, and thank you for doing that.
Oh, man, it's actually our pleasure, man, because we love what you guys are doing. And independent wrestling is – I've been in love with independent wrestling, like I said, since 2018 with Horseland and, you know, beyond that. And GCW, and then, man, we appreciate what you guys do. You guys never let us down. And is there anything else you want to promote before we go off?
Yeah, just to say, invite everyone to come. Please come check out The World on GCW. It's live from New York City this Sunday from a sold-out Hammerstein Ballroom. There are tickets floating around on social media from people who've had to change their plans or whatever. So if you're looking for a ticket, you might find one there. But you can watch from the comfort of home on Fight TV or traditional on-demand, you know, cable pay-per-view services, which is a first for GCW. It's a loaded show. It has a loaded kickoff event, which is free. That starts at 7 p.m., and it's sponsored by our friends from Pabst Blue Ribbon. And if you're interested in getting even more further enveloped into the world of GCW, go to patreon.com/GameChangerWrestling, and we have a whole world of content and podcasts and newsletters and early access to tickets and monthly merch drops and behind-the-scenes video content. All that and more goes on monthly at patreon.com/GameChangerWrestling. I can't forget our friends at GCWmerch.com who are going to have some amazing stuff up from the Hammerstein Ballroom show imminently. And, of course, me. Check out your boy KG. I just launched a brand-new shirt today with art by the legendary Sei Ozawa from Japan. And that is up on dignifiedbastard.com. And if you go to any of my social media at OG Kevin Gill on Twitter or Instagram, you can see the amazing reveal trailer where the shirt is revealed for the very first time. So your support is always appreciated. It goes a long way in the independent wrestling world and in a grim modern economy. So thank you for the love and support. And I beam it right back. And it was great to talk to you guys today. And I can't wait to hear what you thought about the world on GCW. And I hope the whole city of Detroit is lit up like a Christmas tree tuned in on Fight TV. That's my wish.
Oh, yeah, man. That's going to be for sure. And I'll be hitting you up tomorrow for one year of shirts. That's 100%, man. And, you know, let's keep in touch. And I definitely will be watching this Sunday from the comfort of home and smoking a fat-ass blunt with you guys in spirit.
Yeah.
And, man, I just can't wait till we can meet again, man, and keep doing what you're doing, man. I love what you're doing. I love what GCW is doing, and we appreciate you guys. And next week's show, guys, we'll be talking about the world on GCW, so make sure you tune in if you didn't already watch, or if you did watch and you want to, you know, come rap with me about the world on GCW, call in 646-668-8672. If not, we'll be recapping on what happened that night.
Recapping on what's happening, indeed. And I normally would say this at the beginning, but allow me to say it at the end. What up, though, to Detroit and the whole world on GCW?
All day. GCW all fucking day, man. But, yeah, Kevin, I'll be talking to you later, brother. Like I said, tomorrow I'll be hitting you up for a shirt. Hopefully we can hang out when you guys come back to town, and Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, and please tag me in this stuff so I'll share it on my Facebook and my Twitter and all that.
Thank you, brother, and we'll do definitely. I'll be doing it as soon as we get off of here.
Thank you, guys. One love. I appreciate it. Thanks for the support.
All day, same way, brother. Thanks for coming
Peace
on.
Out.
Deuces. Kevin Gill, guys, man, what a hell of a guy, man. Had a lot to say, man, and had his own opinions on everything, man. It's such a great, like you said, it's such a great thing and it's such a great time for pro wrestling and deathmatch wrestling. Just GCW all fucking day, man, and I'll be watching. Will you guys be watching on pay-per-view or would you guys be watching on Fight TV? And man, make sure you do support independent wrestling because it's a great thing, man. Brother Martez, what'd you think?
I think this is a great show. I love the interview. I love everything Kevin had to say. And, you know, most of all, I love your delivery and the way you drove the interview. It was a great show. And I didn't expect anything less.
Man, so this Sunday, make sure, man, we'll be watching that show. I know 100% I will be. If you need, you know what I'm saying, a password, I got you. You know what I mean? I got you on it. You just make sure that you tune in, and I guess we got to get a date with Kevin Gill and hopefully some of the boys from GCW when they come back into town. I want you there, Brother Martez, man. We're going to be doing this thing, 2022. And, guys, this is possibly – I'm going to announce this now. This is possibly the last show. We're going to take a little break for a month, maybe two. Maybe we'll be back in March. Maybe we'll be back in February, but remember, like I said in the show in the beginning, and this is the new slogan for the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, no gimmick, no limit. And we will be debuting a new theme song, new logo, and we'll have a fresh guest that night. Who will it be? I don't know. Will it be somebody from GCW? Will it be somebody mainstream? Will it be somebody indie? We don't know. But it would be fresh and it'd be new. So when we come back, watch out. So Brother Tez, man, I'll be back on Open Talk Radio February the 1st for a big show that we got going on. And make sure, guys, next Saturday, guys, I'm sorry about Brother Martez. I should have promoted this in the beginning. But Brother, man, and everybody listening, next Saturday, Detroit Wrestling Connection presents and will be, you know, having a great Saturday Rumble evening day, the whole day. You get a meet and greet with former NXT WWE superstar Jessica Alba.